Hey Tony, this is Mano Behara from the Digital Restaurant. I just want to talk to you about the beef promotion, shall we just call it, that happened yesterday. So just want to get your opinion on how things went. So Tony, I actually just going to jump into it. Tony, why didn't you explain what the problem was?
I had an overstock of beef, so called you guys to ask if you can put out some kind of email or text message saying that we had a special on $5 beef stick for yesterday.
Okay, great. So, you had a business situation, right? So, what was the reason you had an overstock? Was that, you overordered or was something else going on?
No, we had a lot of catering over the weekend, so we made extra, but we didn't sell it all because I'm guessing it was one.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. So,
we didn't sell a lot of it over the weekend.
Right. I know you reached out to our team and said that, hey, we have a lot of beef. What do we do about it? We don't want that to go bad. So I said, okay, great. We have marketing, so let's do that. I know we'll talk about the marketing in the end, but we did some, run a special through multiple channels. How did it work out for you?
It worked out great. We went through everything that we needed to. You guys did the email and text and put a thing on Facebook. I added pictures to the Facebook post and I shared it on the McHenry Town page. So I think that got a lot of exposure. And then I put also the special on our LED sign that was on the front of our building. And then I hung some signs up in our dining room saying we had $5 beef. And it took off. It went perfect.
Yeah, so I do remember, we getting a message from you. It seemed like around 10 o'clock in the morning, something after 10 o'clock. So by 11 o'clock, which I think is what you open, we were able to execute a multi-channel campaign, you may not be even aware what are all the things we did, but I know the team actually put out an email. We put out the Facebook post, which you would have seen, but we also put out the mobile push messaging, right? And then, you did the in-store promotions. So this is, the reason I wanted to talk to you in the first place was this is a classic example of effectiveness of a multi-channel marketing campaign, right? We covered the bases online and offline as well, because you put on signs on your front and signs on your counter, possibly. I've not seen those, but I assume you did that. And then we reached out on Facebook, email, and mobile messaging. And within an hour, we were able to successfully get the word out. And hopefully that was a successful day. I call it the beef story. So I know you asked a question, can I do this on my own or do I have to reach out to a team? The answer is both ways you can do it, right? I know how the situation is when you're trying to open a day or, in the kitchen. So the best way, when you have two options. One is, you can always go to the marketing platform, log in yourself, and within three clicks, you're actually sending out a message across three platforms. You can do that yourself. Or, like you did, you just send out a message to our team, and our team is actually across the world. They're sitting,
I didn't know how to do it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really busy yesterday because I'm short held, so that's why I called you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So you could, if you prefer, if you had a little more time, and let's say you knew that last night, you had the time, you can jump onto your laptop and log into the platform. And we will send you details how to do that exactly. It's very simple. But it worked out different. Any thoughts you have? I'm sure this is not the last time you are doing this, right? There will be situations like this where
Now that I know that I can do this, that worked really well. Especially too, in the future on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are just generally super slow, so we can just do something on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
When we're having a slow day.
Okay.
Just great. To drive business a little bit.
So great.
That worked out really well. I'm very happy with the way it went.
Okay, sounds good. Now that's all I had to just quickly capture. This is where you're leveraging a platform which is we have invested in and built it up across all the channels. So I know when we started out, we didn't have a email list, we didn't have a push messaging subscriber base, right? And we have all these things, so now we can actually leverage for two ways. One is the pre-planned scheduled events that is coming up, which we know already, through the 52-week marketing planner. But then, you know, days like this where, you know, we are doing, I have to come up with a word for this, flash marketing, you know, just-in-time marketing, whatever you want to call it. But I think, you know, it kind of effective to really help the business, right? So, any parting thoughts,
you
Tony?
Said, you said you're going to send me instructions so I can do it myself next time?
Yes, you can, if you want.
Right, so okay.
Yeah, and
because I don't know how to do it, so if you can send me some.
It's actually very simple. So yeah, so I'm going to send you instructions and probably follow up with a 10-minute overview, you know, just to make sure you're able to do it. I'll be happy to share that with you.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay. All right, that's it.
That's it? All right, cool. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Talk to you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.